This Thursday, Bethel City Council will consider removing its protest of the Alaska Commercial Company's liquor license application, following the Planning Commission's decision to approve the conditional use permit for the proposed store. Late last week, a letter from Bethel Fire Chief Bill Howell was added to the packet for the special meeting. Howell laid out some concerns he had about ACC's existing liquor store, the only one currently operating year-round in town. He said police calls to the store site have gone up, a neighbor has put up fences to deter loiterers, and that a former AC Quick Stop employee complained about being ordered to sell alcohol to drunk people. That complaint was sent to the police, and ACC head Walt Pickett says the company was never contacted about it.
This was news to me that an ex-employee felt pressured to sell alcohol to an intoxicated individual. It goes against everything that we stand for, and it is against the law, the state law.
Pickett says each of their liquor store employees go through a state certification program set up by the Industry Trade Association, CHAR, and have been specifically instructed not to sell alcohol to intoxicated individuals. Howell's letter also says the company previously failed to submit its plans for the current AC Quick Stop store to the state fire marshal's office for approval before construction.
And I was unaware that we had an issue there. We follow a pretty strong regiment. In the last 5 years, we spent over $5 million in Bethel improving our facilities.
So far as Pickett knows, the state fire marshal's office has approved the new proposed facility site. He says it's part of what ACC's contractors are supposed to do. Howell's letter also cites a rise in police calls to the liquor store, already surpassing 2016, quote, a record year in itself. Pickett says they already have security staff on site for both of their current locations. This Thursday, Pickett and others from ACC will be in Bethel for the City Council's special meeting at 6:30 p.m. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.